What does being nice to your adrenals mean, and how can we optimize their function?
Yeah, and you asked about the carb cycling. I'll go into that. So modern life is a perfect storm to wreck our adrenals. We have food that's like way too high in fructose, way too low in fiber, too sparse in many micronutrients, too high in a lot of weird chemicals. And then we live inside of environments that are just seething with synthetic chemicals that disrupt the adrenals. We have artificial light. We have things that are too loud. We've got too many distractions. So these are all factors. And I realized that of all the things that affect the adrenals, we can't change all of them. I mean, if there's any way that we can lower our chemical burden and eat cleaner and take care of our daily cycles, those are good steps. But the cool thing I realized is that you can do like a food hack almost. You can use a strategy of changing the ratio of your carbs and your fats and proteins throughout the day just to help reset the glands and make them work better again. And here's the basic idea. I mentioned briefly how the adrenals govern blood sugar, and cortisol is the hormone that do that. It does that. And when cortisol is good, you're making it to wake you up and shutting it off to let you go to sleep. So cortisol is also used to raise your blood sugar when it's too low. You know, apart from those that have some genetic defects, if we don't eat for a few hours, we're not going to die. You know, we're going to use cortisol to pull some sugar out of our liver, out of our muscles, or if we've not eaten many carbs recently, we'll actually break down our muscles themselves. But anyway, we're going to make sugar. We're going to make glucose, and cortisol helps us do that. So I thought this through, and I realized if you want high cortisol in the morning and low blood sugar engenders cortisol output, then you still need to eat in the morning, but that would be a good time to have less total carbs. You know, you can support your body having lower insulin and then having your healthy cortisol daily spike. And then the exact opposite is true at nighttime. That's when you really want cortisol to shut down. And if you eat some appropriate, good, healthy carbs, that can help cortisol turn off at night and let you sleep better and let your body go into more of a fat-burning mode as you're sleeping.
So, eating more protein in the morning, emphasizing a few more carbohydrates at night. So, with that kind of diet, give me a typical day, in the eating day in the life of Dr. Alan Christensen. What is your breakfast? Give me a snapshot of breakfast, lunch, dinner type things to maximize your adrenal function and energy, obviously.
Breakfast, you know, one of two tracks. I do shakes probably 5 out of 7 days. That's a really easy thing. There's good ones that are clean and well absorbed. You get a good shake as well. You want ones that have some fiber that avoid sugar. And they're such an easy option. Foods, because you want to get a substantial amount of protein, there's a short list of foods. And most of the things that are on the common breakfast menus really don't cut it. Even protein foods, like some would think about dairy or eggs, they are not very easy to get to a target of 24 more grams of protein for breakfast, unless you have like 4 eggs, which can be a fair amount of fat otherwise. So I'll do shakes, or I'll do typically sardines. That's one of my favorite breakfasts. I'll do a can of sardines and, you know, a small buckwheat cracker, some fermented vegetables, some greens. That's one favorite.
Oh,
lunch is.
let me interrupt.
Sure.
I'm coming to your house if we have the protein shake. I think I'll skip the day you have the sardines. It's so funny. I know it's such a healthy food, but it's one that I just cannot get over the look of the sardines. Although I do, one of the things I do is a salmon. You know, I'll just have some
Yeah.
leftover salmon from the night before, or some kind
Sure.
of something like that. But I have to say, I'm going to skip your sardine breakfast. I'm sorry.
You know, salmon, smoked salmon works great too. Sardines, you know, you love them or hate them. But honestly, the seafood, the data about the benefits of seafood is just overwhelming. But there's two drawbacks about seafood, and that's you've got to think about contaminants, and you've also got to think about sustainability. And both of those concerns are relevant to how large the fish's mouth is. You know, really simple tactical thing. But the bigger the fish's mouth is, the higher up the food chain it's eating. So the tiny things are cleaner and they're more sustainable for the oceans. They also happen to be the densest in nutrients. So I know there are many that wouldn't be an option for them, but if it is, they're the best foods for a lot of reasons. So
Okay, well, my takeaway
that's
is I'm going to try. I mean, I haven't tried it for a while, but given that, in new information. I think I'll give it a try. I'll let you know if I can. I'll try the crackers. I think with the crackers, because I think it's part of it's the texture, and I think with the crackers or something, it can make the texture a little crunchier for me.
You know, there's some newer crackers that are made 100% from buckwheat, which is not wheat, as you would know, but it's crazy healthy non-grain food that's rich in bioflavonoids and rich in fiber. So that's my favorite combination. But yeah, good stuff. So lunch, I'll commonly do, the real basis of my lunch is like a salad, you know, but I'll include strategically along with the routine salad, vegetables, and greens, I'll include roughly half a cup of legumes. Big fan of adzuki beans. Black beans are also really good. Chickpeas work great. I love pintos. So about half a cup of those, and then also some lean protein along with that. And, you know, poultry works well. You mentioned salmon. That's a great one, too. So that's a typical lunch. And then dinner, I'll do something similar things to the lunch, but often more like a stir fry. I personally just like cooked things in the evening. So I'll saute up some vegetables and, you know, tons of garlic and ginger and turmeric and the seasonings. I actually like things really spicy as well. I also do a lot of cayenne and different peppers, serranos, habaneros. And then also some protein, try to mix it up with different versions from what I've had earlier in the day. And then some good carbs. Quinoa is a favorite. I love wild rice. I'm a Minnesota boy and I grew up on wild rice. So I'll do a larger volume at night. If I'm more of in a weight maintenance mode and I'm not doing a lot of intense training, probably 3/4 of a cup or so. If I'm training heavier, I might do as much as a cup or a bit more, but that'll be my highest amount of carbohydrates with the evening meal.
Okay. I didn't notice any desserts in there. Where do we go for our desserts?
You know, some fruit here or there. I don't do a ton. And honestly, if I were someone that had an easy time maintaining weight or fitness, I'd probably give myself some more leeway on that. But I'm not. You hear about the Biggest Loser show. I promise, Kathy, if there's like a Biggest Gainer show, I could win that. I guarantee I could.